Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
How you doing?
am I doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about this new show and new venture starting in broadcast radio. I'm just really excited about getting the word out about the glitz, the glam, and the gossip. Everything luxury.
Oh, man, that's hot. That's hot. So we're doing, just to tell the listeners, because I know people are going to be listening tomorrow, what they doing over there. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm teaching her the ropes, teaching her how to run the soundboard and everything, how to play the music to get the new artists out there, and also how to set up the descriptions, all that. So let me give you all a heads up on what's going on with Trey Love. This weekend has just been a whirlwind of just crazy stuff. Y'all was listening. Actually, she was on the show that we did Friday to interview Presidential Smoke, who's ironically, we did his album release party last night at the Hollywood Bar and Grill. And I just want to shout out because I did the Downtown Comedy Club with Garrett Morris on Saturday, man, and I tore that sucker in half, man. I had an audition at 3 and had to perform at 8, so it was a very busy weekend for me, and I just thank God for all the blessings to put me in a position to be able to showcase my talent and charm. But we had a blast last night, and y'all, I'm a workaholic, so tonight you can catch me live at Maverick Flats doing the Michael Carter Comedy Show Extravaganza. I think the show starts at 8. They got the amateur portion. I do the 9 o'clock professional segment. And then from there, I'm going to head over to the Cork and mess with my girl, Chocolate. So that pretty much is it. And y'all, I'm taking some time off because I have to get ready to go to a conference in October. But I'm not taking much time off because on the 4th, I'm working with a young man by the name of Michael Mendoza. Got to get all the information for that. And on the 5th, me and the Mac Pack will be. What's the name of that place? Me and the Mac Pack gonna be Kalua. You know the name of that place.
The Vapor Lounge.
Yeah, you know the address.
No, but I can get that for you.
Yeah, go ahead and get that. See, that's what you do, girl. So tell the people a little bit about yourself. Like, give them your personality. I'm gonna tell everybody. She's cute, cute little old chocolate china doll, pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? Got it popping. Very savvy, very business-minded, too. I really admire her a lot. So this is her form to get on out there and showcase her own talent. So tell the people a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're going to be doing here on Handsome Life Radio.
Well, what I'm going to be doing on Handsome Life Radio is I'm known as a luxury lifestyle guru. And basically I have studied, I have went to school, I had professional training in all things luxury, meaning beauty, fashion, nightlife, event coordinator, publicist, bed and breakfast, you name it. I mean, I do it all. And I also stay on the hottest trends and my ear to the ground with all the reality shows, the drama, the who's who, the celebrity babies, you name it. You know, I'm all on it.
Bed and breakfast. I like bed and breakfast. Well, tell me more about the bed and breakfast. That's what I want to know.
Well,
bed
and breakfast is just like a weekend getaway. It's just something that you do to relax with a significant other. It doesn't necessarily have to be your wife. You know,
I like that.
Necessarily
it don't necessarily
a honeymoon.
Have to be my wife. Good. Ooh, okay.
No.
I don't necessarily.
Your significant other, or if you just want to get away. I mean, it is a romantic and engaging type of getaway. And it's just normally for the weekends, and they're out in secluded areas in Montecito, Santa Barbara, usually up the coast or in remote rural areas.
You know what? Maybe we should do a little, maybe we should do something one weekend where we get, you know, a few people together. You know, cause we're going to build, you know, it's going to take time. We're going to build a great audience. I actually do have a wonderful audience already on Handsome Life. Thank you, baby. My little daughter sitting here giving me a hard time.
Deucey.
But you here, right? Hey, Deucey. Hi, baby. Pretty girl. She got a little sick, y'all, so we got to keep in our prayers. Yeah, pray for the sniffles. She all right. Ain't nothing wrong with her but the sniffles. But, yeah, I think we should do something, man, where we have, like, a little comedy getaway for the weekend and, you know, have a little bed and breakfast, you know, comedy show at night, you know what I'm saying, with a little music, a little wine, you know, something real low-key. It don't have to be. So, met her at the club. You know, that kind of thing. It can be
yeah,
like
or you can
cute.
Do wine tasting. If you're trying to impress a young lady, you can also take her wine tasting as well. And they have weekend trips as well, or one-day trips. You can just spend it all day, overnight. You know, they have a lot of different deals to offer. And, I mean, and that's what I'm here for. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Kalua Parker. Also, on Facebook at Kalua Parker, and you'll be able to see all of the deals that we'll be having. And I really look forward into introducing, you know, Glitz, Glam, and Gossip to the Trey Love Vision family. I'm excited.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Let me just give you a little background of Handsome Life. I've owned this show. I've owned this podcast for, I'm going to say it's been, let me think, about 2, maybe 3 years now. I've been doing doing a podcast for quite some time. I did a podcast with a company called EOTM. Actually, I learned this game from EOTM. And I also did a podcast with a live video podcast with a company called Pac Stereo. So what's happened for me now is I've become a little more savvy on doing my own thing. So I started my own podcast. I've had a few personalities on. I had a young lady, Ateria Clark, Listen to Your Lawyer. I had another young lady who used to co-host this relationship segment with me, Lakeisha Harris, and I also had Nia Hernandez. A young lady who's a rapper used to do her own show on here, Forever the Realist. And I'm trying to think, I want to get everybody out there, give everybody a shine for, you know, assisting me when and where and how they did. And also there was a show on here called Sister in the Struggle. That was a young lady who I had met who had been through some stuff and, you know, basically was doing her podcast on the show. Unfortunately, all of them have gone on and, you know, either doing their own podcast or going on to big and better things. I want to say fortunately, you know what I'm saying? Everything in life is meant to be and happens for a reason. But the show must go on. Meeting you and seeing what you're about, you know, your personality, seeing how you were handling your business. You worked for someone that I know. We won't mention anyone's name because, again, we have class on this show. But, you know, we have a mutual, I don't want to say ex-friend, but a mutual homie, you know what I'm saying, that is trying to do their thing. And, you know, when I met you, I just saw the way you handled your business when you were working with that person. And I said to myself, she, you know, she could really, really probably do some things. And, I mean, you kind of said the same thing about me.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. You know, you said the same thing about me and how I handled the show as far as being a stand-up comedian. So, you know, getting to know you, I was like, you know, this would be a great vehicle for her to press her stuff. And I just want to say, like, and when you listen to the archive show that we did on Friday, you did a really, really great job. You're very detailed, and that's my recommendation going into the future of doing your own podcast. Make sure that you're detailed. Have specific questions to ask your celebrity or your guest. Because all the time, you don't have to have celebrities. You know, you can have a person that writes a book. You know, I've interviewed authors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can interview people, comedians, actors, or just in general. Sometimes you'll interview a person, like, say, the band in Long Beach, a high school band, the teacher's real good. You might interview the teacher about their band, you know. And also, people, be prepared to meet us in the chat room and stuff like that, you know what I mean, where you can go. Because some people are going to want to call in and don't want to be heard, but you can chat online and put yourself out there. So this is going to be a real fun thing. Tell the listeners what they have to look forward to from Glitz, Glam, and Gossip. You know, a little more like details. We want to know details. What you going to bring to us? Just run it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to talk about, let's take nightlife, for example. You know, all the hottest and the latest, greatest clubs that are going out there. I do have a background in hosting some clubs, so I will be I do have a couple of connections to some hot clubs, so I'll be able to tell you where the hottest clubs to go and maybe see some celebrity sightings. If you're into reggae, hip hop, you know, jazz lounge. I mean, I do it all. Everything, you know, in life, I think you should incorporate all life's little luxuries. So I covered that as well. Also, if you're looking to entertain your guests at home and have certain things at home, I'll be providing you with certain little tips and tricks in how to entertain at home on a low-cost budget, but yet still have everything still elegant and glamorous, because that's what I'm about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And then, you know, and then the glam, you know, people know me. I have a background. I graduated from the Art Institute in Hollywood and as a fashion management major. So I know the ins and out of all things fashion, from the sketching down to the constructing of the garment to product placement in the stores. So I am multi-talented, and I know what I'm talking about when it comes to trends. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I want to incorporate everything, the fashion, the beauty, the nightlife. I want to incorporate little life luxuries with everyday people, men and women, you know, who don't have a lot of money to spend, and they say a cliche, balling on a budget. I don't like to use cliches, but I believe everybody is entitled to the VIP status, regardless of what your financial status is. So that's what that's what I tend to bring to the audience.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds like fun. It sounds really, really hot. I'm looking forward to doing so many other things with you. You know, again, like Portray Love, you know, you've been with me on the road. Well, not on the road, but you've seen me perform a few times and seen me at a few places. And, you know, check that text message. That was me, actually. You know, go to a few places. We can go to a few places, do a few things. And like I said, I see how you roll. I see how you operate. That's why I'm really excited. Let's tell them about the event we did. The Hollywood Confidential, where we ran into some majors. I'm gonna tell the people about that a little bit.
Okay, the Hollywood Confidential event was sponsored by VGS&L Entertainment, and it was a roundtable discussing African American women in media. And it was a very, very powerful, and I walked away feeling very confident, empowered, not only as a woman, but as a African-American woman, and knowing that in order for change to occur, we need to step up to the plate. We need to say, this is what we need to see on TV, and we have to stand up and say that. And if it means turning down certain roles, if it means saying no to being the way you represent it in a news article, magazine article, or television, film, radio, singing, entertainers, it all plays a role in how we depict ourselves as African American women. And
wow.
I was really inspired by that. We had what was her name?
Kimberly Elise.
We had, she's on the popular show Hit the Floor, which is coming out with its, I believe, second or third season. The editor for the Essence magazine, Corey Murray, she was wonderful.
Right.
We had Sheree Fletcher, I'm not sure if that's from Basketball Wives.
Yep.
She was the moderator. Uh-huh. We had the young actress Kiki Palmer. Very, very intelligent, very profound, you know, very intelligent beyond her years. And we also had the producer of Unsung and a lot of other different shows that we see on the OWN network. I believe her name was Lady Ndiaye. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. We also had the comedian Kimberly Whitfield. She came by. She has her own show called Raising Kim Whitley. So, you know, she has her aspect on being a single mother, but just being, you know, showing it in a positive way. And they all have really good things to say to encourage women breaking into the entertainment and the media field. And it was very profound.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play a song real quick dedicated to yourself and all the lovely ladies out there that are doing their thing, man. I'm so proud of my sisters. I'm especially proud of you. So I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. And then from there, we're going to go on and kick it and come right back, y'all. See y'all in 3 minutes.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good. It'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away. things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock us on the RBO. Send this to Pop Tout on the realest deal. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibing.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Was all I knew, you and me only, and I did it all for you, still you were lonely, we could work it out,
but I guess things change, it's funny how someone else's success brings pain, when you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there, but
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby, say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I am the topic of conversation. It's a celebration. Let's toast to the fact that I moved out my mama's basement to a condo downtown. Cause it's all about location. I sit and drink wine and watch Californication of life. You should have been here to kick it with me. We could have split this whole thing up 50-50. But now I'm at the 40-40 getting bitches tipsy. Killing shit, the ever so talented Mr. Ripley. How I go from being a man that you argue with to me and Dwayne Carter putting out the hardest shit. I should wanna go back to the one I started with, but I'm addicted to this life, it's gonna be hard to quit. Yeah, just ask me how things are coming along. You could tell me that you never heard none of my songs. Long as you end up saying one day you plan to listen. Cause what's a star when it's most
this
important
shit was
fan is missing? But I guess things change. It's funny how someone else's success brings pain when you're no longer involved. That person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Oh, well. Yeah, open my mic. All right, y'all. Hey, this has been a nice episode introducing the new radio personality, Madam K, coming with Glitz, Glam, and Gossip. This is your boy, Trey Love, one and only Playboy. You did the thing, girl. I'm very proud of you, y'all. Hey, I just want to tell everybody, this is like an impromptu tutorial session, but it ain't even a tutorial. I put her to work. She was like, okay, I thought we would just, no. We actually did a show. So she's learning as she's going. That's the way you got to do this day and age. So tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy has been in with his lovely new personality, Madam K, Glitz, Glam, and Gossip coming soon. Tonight, man, y'all catch me at Maverick Flats with Michael Collier at the Michael Collier Extravaganza. My Instagram is Trey Love Vision. My YouTube is Trey Love Vision. My Twitter is Trey Love Vision. That's TrelUvision. Tell them, Ducey. And for those that want to meet me, hit me directly, you can send me an email to TreyLove@TreyLove.com, or you can call 323-508-1831. I look forward to hearing from you. And that's it for me. I'm going to let my lovely co-host give y'all all her information. And then that's it, y'all. Run it, girl.
Well, look forward to seeing me, Kalua Parker, featuring Glitz, Glam, and Gossip. You can follow me on Twitter, Kalua Parker, on Facebook, friend me, Kalua Parker, and also Instagram to see all my fabulous makeup photos. All right, talk to you guys later.
Deuces.